south. The moment we entered the forest, One Eye said, "So we've made our getaway. Now, about Raven." I was without a single idea. "You call it. How close do you have to be?" "Very." He saw I was thinking about getting out of the country first. "Darling?" The reminder was unnecessary. "I won't say Raven was the center of her life. She will not discuss him except in the most general way. But there are nights she cries herself to sleep, remembering something. If it is loss for Raven, we could not bring him home like this. It would break her heart all the way. Anyway, we needed him now. He knew better than we what the hell was going on. I appealed to Tracker for suggestions. He had none. He did not, in fact, appear pleased with what we planned, like he expected Raven to become competition or something. "We've got him," One Eye said, indicating Case, whom we had dragged along rather than leave dead. "Let's use him." "Good idea." 20 minutes later, we had the wagon well off the road, up on rocks so it would not sink into the soggy earth. One Eye and Goblin wound spells of concealment around it and camouflaged it with brush. We piled gear into packs, placed Raven on the litter. Case and I carried him. Tracker and Toadkiller Dog led us through the woods. It could not have been more than 3 miles, yet I ached everywhere before we finished. Too old, too out of shape, and the weather was 190-proof misery. I had had enough rain to last me the rest of my life. Tracker led us to a place just east of the Barrowland. I could walk downhill 100 yards and see its remnants. I could walk 100 yards the other way and see the great tragic. Only the one narrow stretch of high ground barred it from reaching the Barrowland. We got tents up and boughs inside so that we did not have to sit on wet earth. Goblin and One Eye took the smaller tent. The rest of us crowded into the other. Once reasonably free of the rain, I settled down to probe the rescued documents. First to catch my eye was an oilskin packet. "Case, this the letter Raven wanted you to deliver?" He nodded sullenly. He was not talking. Poor boy. He believed he was guilty of treason. I hoped he wouldn't get a case of the heroics. Well, might as well keep busy while Goblin and One Eye did their job. Start with the easy part first. Chapter 34 Bowman's Story. Croker. Bowman's faced the lady from another angle. He saw a ghost of fear touch her matchless features. "Ardath," he said, and saw her fear become resignation.
"Ardath was my sister."
"You had a twin. You murdered her and took her name. Your true name is Ardath."
"You will regret this. I will find your name."
"Why do you threaten me? I mean you no harm."
"You harm me by thwarting me. Free me."
"Come, come. Don't be childish. Why force my hand? That will cost us both agony and energy. I only want to rediscover the knowledge interred with you. Teaching me will cost you nothing. It won't harm you. It might even prepare the world for your return."
"The world prepares already, Bowman's."
He chuckled. "That's a mask.